Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was going to ask you about the Bulls. Wait. How in the world are they 15.5 point underdogs? I'm not a big gambling guy, but like.
Can I just say that I looked yesterday, just out of habit, and it was 14.5. So somehow it's gone up.
Dustin, do we have an explanation for this? Because is it because Zach LaVine isn't playing? Kobe White's not playing?
Yes.
That's
and
a
yes.
big number.
And the,
is it not?
I believe the Boston Celtics won the NBA title last year.
I understand.
And there's a revenge factor, too. Didn't the Bulls have a shocking win in Boston not too long ago?
Yeah, but it's the NBA. How bitter is the revenge in the regular season?
Well, I'm just adding to what you guys already – I'm just trying to give you another reason possibly why it is. Listen, the number – I was like, whoa.
Research project. I don't know if this is asking too much, but I wonder, have the Bulls played anybody this year – where they've been this heavy of an underdog?
Well, Joe O, 644.
Yeah. That's a tease.
Joe Ostrowski will join us.
See, that's a radio pro.
I've been practicing radio for a long time, too, David.
Yeah.
He was doing it when he was 12.
He wasn't in a cave.
I was in Northbrook. One-on-one sports and sporting news radio.
I was there, too.
Why does everyone talk that way when they have the radio voice
on? They try to do a radio voice?
Yes. There's a growl.
The best is when Grody used to do that. Ah, now we're going to play that one song that you know.
Well, Grody does have a radio voice,
but
and a persona.
But he can go into radio persona better than anyone. It's hysterical.
He's pretty smooth at that. Yeah.
I bet that would work at various places.
Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
You know who also is very smooth with that radio voice, depending on, and he has so many different audiences that he's, I think Gabe Ramirez is terrific at that.
Oh, really?
Like
with the radio voice?
Yeah, his voice is just so smooth, and he can, no matter what he's talking about, whether it's, you know, playing the hits of B96 or down here talking sports or whatever he is talking about, it sounds like he's been doing it for years and he's very comfortable.
The Bears need help with the punt returner.
Yeah, it sounds in rhythm. It sounds cool. Yeah. Gabe, some guys are just cool.
Yeah.
Gabe is just the epitome of cool.
Oh, Gabe's a good man.
And Grody, too. Grody's cool.
Yeah, the two of them together. Now, there's a show.
How about Dustin's growl, though, when we talked radio guy? Tell me more about one-on-one sports.
One-on-one sports was a serious sports place. It became Sporting News Radio.
That Terry Brennan?
Yes.
Yes, there
you
go.
Exactly right. There's your Notre Dame connection.
His dad was the head coach at Notre Dame.
I remember that. Because I was in South Bend.
Actually, Terry Brennan was the head coach at Notre Dame. Chris was his
Chris
son.
Chris is
yes,
his son.
Yes, Terry Brennan was the coach at Notre Dame. I think at one point, the youngest coach ever, perhaps. And I remember going to Northbrook when I was in South Bend, traveling to his home, I believe, when he was running the radio station or was involved in it. and sitting down with him.
Papa Joe Chevalier, Arnie Spaniard, Peter Brown, Tim Brando, James Brown.
Jay Mariotti.
Wow. It's a long list.
It's a Wednesday, so we could do a Bite Me Wednesday. That was a big staple, Bite Me Wednesday.
What's that?
Bite Me, 4 hours of people calling in to complain and say,
for who?
So, Ryan Poles, you can bite me.
Was that Joe? who did that?
That was Papa Joe.
That
Papa
was a
Joe.
Segment?
No, not a segment.
It was
that
a
was
show.
The four-hour program it's every Wednesday. Bite and then we had Wednesday. Title IX Thursday. Mm. We would complain about Title IX on Thursdays.
Wow.
At Bite Me Wednesday, Title IX Thursdays.
Joe was such a pro. I mean, you want to talk about like old radio pro. Yes, that kind of stuff. Like Dave Baum when he would like take a sip of coffee to let you know that he was, you know, the guys that have just been like, you know, raised in radio.
Grizzled he was a big newspaper guy.
Yes.
Big newspaper guy. Yeah. Would go to the like Borders, and on Sundays he would get two copies of all the out of town sports pages because this is pre-internet. So then he would mark them up and I would have to clip them and Xerox them bigger to make it easier to read. So if the story was on the other side, we didn't want to lose that. So we would buy double copies of the New York Post, the New York Times, Dallas Morning News, LA Times, and he'd bring it in on Mondays.
Yeah,
and then
it was a national radio show.
I would want to get these guys on that wrote these columns. And he goes, kid, they come to Papa to hear Papa.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't want any of
the we should try that next time.
Yeah.
Kid. We should try that next time.
Kid.
Dustin says, do you want a guest or do you want to talk? Well,
they come here to hear David.
No. They come here to hear Molly.
They come here to hear Papa. And he's not here. So get us another guest.
And unfortunately, he's no longer here.
Yeah, we lost him.
I almost moved to Vegas to work with Papa
yeah,
Joe
you,
in
didn't
Vegas.
You spend,
I
you,
lived there.
You
I lived
in Vegas
for a while,
right?
Month. Yeah,
you and Zach. Uh-huh. Zach Zaidman did too, I think.
Zach did the – he did the
Pete
show.
Rose.
Pete Rose.
And DePaul basketball.
Not in Vegas.
Did they? No.
In those days, they would have been worth wagering on, sadly.
Oh. But they're turning things around, aren't they, with Chris Holman?
They won a game in the Big East. They won a game in the Big East.
That's what you
They took
you.
Marquette to overtime.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Hey, that's pretty good. Hey.
Yeah, I know.
It just takes more than
slowly
a
kind of getting into that college basketball mode.
Yeah, we're not there yet. Dustin's already there. He's already
Dustin's watching
out his
games
wagers.
That he can't name the starting lineups. But we're still looking at the Big Ten and the local. We don't talk much about the Ramblers anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, the Ramblers have
now. We got to talk UIC.
USC's after
UIC is on
they're
an unbelievable roll.
They're on a heater.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's interesting.
Kinda. Go Flames.
Tonight there's a big game at Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers comes into Northwestern.
Yeah.
Ron Harper's son is leading.
There's two guys on that team that are outstanding.
Two NBA talents
on
that team against Chris Collins' crew.
Dare I say that team should be better than it is?
You could say that, and I wouldn't be able to challenge it. Let's say that.
Okay.
my Rutgers database is empty right now.
Okay.
I Greg Schiano.
You did the whole show right there? That was your Rutgers show?
I think
they
so.
They got a couple guys there.
I know that they have a couple NBA players.
Yes.
We talked about him briefly yesterday.
Yeah,
and I think that we're talking about him tonight on the Chicago Sports Network.
Oh, wow.
Hey, we had Bubba Wallace and Chase Elliott on yesterday in the Chicago Lead.
Wow, that
those
must
guys,
have been a thrill.
It was. They were in town to start promoting the NASCAR race, and I knew you would be thrilled
the
this
NASCAR
year
race.
For a third summer in a row.
Holy
They're
cow.
Back.
Well, that's something.
They're back.
Did we ever finish that movie script? Remember we had that movie? We were going to have the great ripoff of the Art Institute go on
we
while
need to get
the
back
cars
on that.
Were racing.
Yeah. This year, let's,
high concept.
Can we write into the script, no rain?
Oh, yeah. No. Apparently, they timed it, so it's going to be pouring rain.
No rain. Much. Look at the Farmer's Almanac, and then you can tell me if it's going to rain or not.
Speaking of radio voices, those NASCAR guys. Oh, my God! That car had to slow down! He hit the wall! He did! He chipped it!
He did have the greatest
rain. Oh, my
race.
God.
They
it's
do.
Like, but, like, literally, it's you're like watching were rain, and you're watching a bunch of cars piled up, and they're going crazy about it!
They were born with that voice to do one thing. And that was to call NASCAR.
To call the movie Cars. Yeah.
That was it.
Lightning McQueen. He came around the turn. Did you see him turn?
That's true. That
it is so
they get
true.
Very excited. They love what they do.
Oh, my God. They
do. They love
up.
What they do. But those two guys were very nice. You know, Bubba Wallace works for Michael Jordan.
I did know that.
Yeah, and it was cool to see them with the team kind of get in front of the Jordan statue and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's fun stuff.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
The Ramblers, by the way, at George Mason tonight.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
So that sounds like a barn burner.
Something for you to do. Something to look forward to.
No, I'm watching the Celtics tonight.
Yes. You're not watching the Bulls.
The Bulls Celtics. I'm going to find out. I'm thinking about taking that enticing bet, going to my FanDuel app.
15.5?
And putting some money down. And the Bulls to – that's a big number in the NBA, right?
Do you know what's really weird? Like, I know the Bulls play Boston, and I was yesterday just kind of – going through some stuff, putting together some questions, thinking about things, and I thought, wow, like, didn't Ella May drop some songs like in November? She turned 30 in November, and she has three songs out, and she and Jason Tatum got the number 3 tattooed on themselves to celebrate.
How do you know these
their
things?
First child.
Why do you know these things?
Why would you not? You don't know who the NBA stars are dating and
no, you know, not really. I wouldn't say that I have that good of a working.
I
knowledge
love
of that
Ella
stuff.
May. I think she's great, mm-hmm. and I like that Jason Tatum and her have a child together. That's all.
To stay on that too, the Bulls, Torrey Craig, is dating rapper Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that's right. Megan Thee Stallion. That's pretty
So that's wild. What he's up to.
Wow. Hey, that was a shot.
I just wanted to
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm glad that Brandon entered the chat there. I wasn't quite sure who Torrey Craig was dating these days.
But there's all sorts of like good connections like that. You just travel in such circles and you know, it's difficult for celebrities to meet.
I don't want to belabor this, but what circles are you traveling in that exposes you to conversations about NBA's social lives? NBA players' social lives.
I am a R&B man. I like to listen to that stuff, and I know Ella May, and I like her a ton. I like to get booed up every once in a while. I start tripping, and come on, man, you gotta.
I got it. I'm with you.
And
with you.
You know what is this song about? Don't blank me up. Yeah, I mean. Listen, right. She's phenomenal.
That's cool.
I like the English New Yorkers. Okay,
very
I can't help it.
All right.
But they're playing the Celtics tonight, so it's all coming around.
15.5 point favorites over the Bulls. Or the Bulls are 15.5 point underdogs to the Celtics.
Yeah, they're getting 15.5. It's a lot of points. I'll give you that.